keeping our integrity. Mary's manager has recently told her that her customer's organization would leave the organization's stockroom. As she gets a telephone to call them, he advises her there's an issue. "Somebody on our stockroom group harmed the shipment," he says. "There are a few dings. However, this shouldn't influence the item's exhibition. On the off chance that they whine, we'll accuse the shipping organization that conveyed it to us." Mary stops, feeling awkward. "In any case, didn't our distribution center group harm the item?" Her supervisor shrugs. "However, the client doesn't realize that. I'll document a case currently, saying it was harmed on conveyance. Try not to stress. The customer won't see the harm." Mary's manager leaves, and she sits at her work area, uncertain of what to do. She knows it's deceptive to accuse the harm to the shipping organization. It's likewise misleading to hoodwink her customer and give them a not exactly excellent item. Many of us need to settle on choices that characterize what our identity is and what we trust in. Regularly, the decisions we face may appear to be immaterial. In any case, this doesn't imply that they're not critical to us. Even the littlest activity can affect our confidence, our honesty, and eventually, our standing. The brain. The cerebrum resembles a board of trustees of specialists. All the pieces of the mind cooperate, yet each part has its own unique properties. The cerebrum can be isolated into three fundamental units: the forebrain, the midbrain, and the hindbrain. The hindbrain incorporates the upper piece of the spinal string, the cerebrum stem, and a recoiled chunk of tissue called the cerebellum. The hindbrain controls the body's fundamental capacities, for example, breath and pulse. The cerebellum organizes development and is engaged with learned repetition developments. At the point when you play the piano or hit a tennis ball, you're actuating the cerebellum. My four money management tips. Here are four basic cash tips that can support you and your family to more monetarily secure. 1. Make a far-reaching financial plan. Record how much cash you get from your compensation, rewards, benefits repayments, and different sources. Contrast that with the entirety of your cost to guarantee you have enough cash to cover all you require. 2. Spend less by managing everyday expenses. Distinguish territories to spare, for example, on your phone and satellite TV plan, or by arranging suppers and goods to stay away from takeout snacks and a minute ago requesting in. 3. Kill pointless expenses. Make a rundown of your present bills and their due dates, and take care of your tabs on an ideal opportunity to stay away from late expenses and punishment charge. 4. Discover approaches to pay less intrigue on your obligations. These tips are the necessary foundation for laying massive wealth for you and your family. It is not rocket science. Thank you for listening to my short clip family podcast.